Hi-Fi Dream. Okay, we're coming out of the legal ID there. We had to do that break, pay the bills, you know, be legal. So we just finished up with Animal Collective and my sort of feeling on that. It's just weird. It's a weird song. There's no getting around it, but
Agreed.
it's just I feel like it's almost festival season, music festival season, and this is a festival band. When you see them, you kind of understand it all when you're live. It takes you somewhere. It is like running across a field trying to, you know, somebody's running at you and your hands are out in front of each other, like you're ready to connect at the hand and jump around in joy when you find them because you haven't seen them in 6 hours and you're afraid they were gone forever. And now you're dancing while this music soundscape is behind you, or this beautiful landscape with the music soundscape.
Is
So
that what I've been
that's
missing at
sort
the
of the feeling.
festivals?
What's that?
That's what I've been missing at the festivals this whole time.
That's what you've been missing at the festivals, yeah. Well, it depends on how you decide to approach the
Right.
festival, of course. But you do get separated from people you're with, and then you get totally scared that you're never going to see them again because there's hundreds of thousands of people, and there's really no way to use a cell phone. So
That's funny.
it's craziness. All right. So because of that, we did probably our weirdest set in a long time right there, but a really fun one. Now we come back to some electronic vibes, some retro vibes. Set us up for your next choice, Parcels.
Parcels. So I had never heard of them before, but when I did hear them, I was like, this sounds so familiar. And it turns out that Daft Punk saw these guys performing live. They're from Australia, and they liked them. Daft Punk liked them so much, they say, hey, let's collaborate. And so they go into the studio and record this song, and it ended up it's called Overnight in 2017, and that ended up being the last song that Daft Punk produced together as Daft Punk before they split up and ended Daft Punk. So I think that's a pretty cool story.
Very.
But these guys, Parcels, they have their own. You can definitely hear that in this song, the Daft Punk touch. But
Funk.
yeah, and the kind of disco-y production. But these guys have these really good, I think, three-part vocals, and they do in most of their other music is this very distinctive like rhythm, electric rhythm guitar. That is their own. But the three-part vocals are really nice, and I think it fits the production style of Daft Punk. So I like to, I feel like this brings us back to the funk, the electro funk. And I don't know, I could listen to this over and over.
Yeah, this is excellent. This is an excellent song. Just as they kind of pulled some of that retro funk disco from Daft Punk. Daft Punk took a lot of what they became famous for from Nile Rodgers of Chic,
Right.
famous producer, genius. There's a lineage you could hear.
Yeah.
So I had heard there's a group called Crack and Smack, right? They are, I think they're a duo, but they make like disco house funk records.
Yeah, we played a song. You picked a
You,
song from
oh yeah,
them.
that's right. That's right. But you know, they've just kind of somehow been unable to get to like the next level of fame, like the Daft Punks or the Royksops of the world. They can't seem to get there. I always am amazed because their songs come out. I'm like, this is great, and like it feels like nobody really cares. But they keep putting out music, and one of the albums they put out recently, they do collaborations on a lot of them with different vocalists and whatever, and they had Parcels on one of the songs.
Ah.
And I just remember being like, this is so cool and so different and so interesting, and I liked it, but I never really, I think the song is called Stumble, now that I'm thinking of it. Is it? It may be Stumble, which I play on Hi-Fi Dream occasionally, but it's really nice, and there's a certain like elegance to the beat. Is that the word I'm looking for? It's like an elegance, velvety.
Yeah.
It's like clean listen. It's not in any way like distorted or like overbearing on your
It's
ears.
soulful and warm.
This is really nice. What's
I would
that?
call it soulful and warm. Like a warm
Yes. It's
tone.
just it's got all the retro disco vibes that I feel like some groups get it right, some groups I think lean on it too much. And it gets a little boring, but they seem to have it right. The formula, very retro sounding to me. So the song is called Overnight. I think everyone's gonna love this. And then it's gonna follow it with a brand new song from Amtrak, who I've been all about these days.
Yes.
Electronic house artist, ambient house, a lot of instrumental stuff with just minimal vocals, but his vocals usually sound great. This is Heartstop. It came out on Friday. I put it, like, I downloaded it at like 6 o'clock p.m. and then it was playing on the air at 6:40 because I was post-haste. Just like, I want to hear what it sounds like. So I went in the car to listen to it. That's how geeky I am. So you ready? You want to do this set?
Yeah, let's go.
Parcels Overnight. It is the Hi-Fi Dream Deep Dive.
You're listening to The Deep Dive on Hi-Fi Dream.
The Hi-Fi Dream Deep Dive, we come out of new music from Amtrak, Heart Stop. Before that was Parcels. What was the song called again? It's, you pulled up the screen there and threw me off.
Oh, sorry.
Overnight. Yep. Yeah. So those are the two songs. Sorry, we're looking at the same screen. Willis's pick was Parcels, Overnight. My choice was Amtrak, Heartstop, which just came out like Friday. This show is a week behind because we record ahead. So this came out about a week and a half ago. Let's put it that way. And the day it came out, I just get excited when a song hits me right away that I know is like perfect for Hi-Fi Dream, because then it's my way of like giving other people a chance to get to it quicker in case they don't stumble on it themselves. And I was excited to hear your thoughts. I kind of felt like we both would appreciate this song similarly, but what are your thoughts on Amtrak?
First, I thought it was a great pairing coming off of Parcels, like that disco funk beat. This has got like a very similar intro that...
And tempo, probably,
yeah,
right?
And tempo, exactly. You could almost mix the two. But this is a notch more electronic and very hypnotic in the way it's produced, which I think is a great song for driving. And the Amtrak, you know, you've introduced me to Amtrak and featured him several times. And he's cool. He's inspiring because he's like this one-man producer, right? And he's very consistently creating like song after song and releasing all a lot of music actually in a very short time. Anyways, I looked up his name is Caleb Cornett and he's based in LA. But what I liked about this song was the, it's kind of a mix of like a tiny bit of electro funk with layering of electronic kind of elements of rave, like energy swells, but not in the, like in a more of, not the modern, like do a drop, build up the energy and drop. This is more like, a feeling of that rave, scene from back in the 90s for me, but then with a really good driving beat. So I would say this fits more for me driving at night, possibly across a bridge, like with the lights going over your, you know, like going under the lights into the city. And it put me in a place, very hypnotic place.
It's funny because that always works, the into the city, driving over a bridge, whatever. Because I feel like as you get older, as you know, I'm not in the club scene anymore. You know, I probably never will be again. And it's not because I don't enjoy it, or it's just, you know, you there's a certain time in your life you do those things, right? Or at least for me, not everybody's the same. So yeah, that I would be excited about hearing Amtrak in a club at that point. And even to this day, I might think like, wow, that must be amazing on a proper club system. Mm-hmm. You know, where you're dancing and that thing is coming at you from every angle, and you're just swallowed up by this beat. Yes, I would love that. But now I would say I'd like to see that maybe in a live setting to get that same effect, or listen to it loudly in my car with the right scenery at the right time of day, like sundown. Yeah.
The good news is that you can listen to him live because he's touring, or people can. He's touring now, and he's going through like U.S., Canada.
He's going to be in San Francisco. I know two shows, I think, in San Francisco.
Yeah, so that would be a fun live show.
Yeah, so what's interesting about this dude, Amtrak, like I think he's putting out so much music, and most of it's pretty good. First of all, it's a lot easier to do electronic music these days because you can, if you have the right equipment, you can pump them out one after the other. Especially if you're comfortable in what you're doing, you don't want to overthink it and like constantly add and like fix it and tweak it. If you can find a groove, like I feel like he's in right now, he's just putting out songs. He also hasn't put out many full lengths, and I think that's why he keeps just putting out singles so he stays relevant with new things dropping.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, he's sort of an average dude, and he has great musical influence. I love what he like listens to draw inspiration, because I've watched a lot of his stuff on YouTube and Instagram and so on. He has a great ear. And I love how he's evolving as an artist. I just wish more people knew about him, because it blows me away. There's a specific song I played on Hi-Fi that he released the end of last year, middle end of last of 24. I thought it was one of the best songs of the year, and I don't think it ever got any kind of liftoff on YouTube or on Spotify, you know? And it just disappoints me, because this community, the electronic music community, the kids that go to the festivals and dance their heads off, I feel like they would love this dude. And I don't know, but it bridges our generation of house music, ambient house, kind of minimalist house, with this like EDM generation perfectly. Yeah. And there aren't many of those that I think perfectly blend those two schools, you know?
It must be hard to find a venue or a place to play this kind of music, because the way you appreciate it is kind of slightly, I would appreciate it in more of a passive way, like I mentioned, driving, right? Which it's not like you're going to go, unless they had like a driving concert, you know, you'd go, everybody go drive right on the same freeway together. but it's not a flashy, punchy song that you can just, you know, play at the Electric Ladyland concert or whatever they call it, the big festival, the big EDM festivals, maybe in an ambient room. But again, or maybe if he got featured on like a music video or maybe a TV show, like the credits, something like that, that would give him that boost that most of
True.
This kind of genre or this kind of vibe of music would fit.
Right. I mean, I think it works. I mean, I know he has people going to see him. He's obviously making he did the song with Sam Herring that was pretty popular.
Oh, really?
Domino. Yeah, Sam does a great vocal. I'm looking just at their videos real quick and seeing, you know, 147,167, 230,000. So he's in that range. But I know most indie artists that we play on Hi-Fi Dream aren't necessarily getting 100 million views or 60 million or even 5. Sometimes it is 500,000, 600, because it's a definite subculture, right? Yeah. You know, it's counterculture, subculture, it's not mainstream. But he feels like the kind of guy who could be like headlining festivals. He's that good. And I think if he was somehow able to kind of catch on to a little bit more of a mainstream audience, I think he has that ability to really, really get to the top because he's so different. It's just so good and so trancey. Yeah, I see you just pulled up all these the remixes.
Yeah, he does a lot of remix work. So I think that's a good way for him to get exposure as well, right?
I think that's why he is where he is. The Washed Out remix definitely helped him a lot.
Yeah.
So in any case, that was a little bit of an electronic set. And the last set does continue in that direction. So two very different songs by very different artists and going in different directions in creatively, but a perfect kind of combination to send us off on our Sunday.
Yeah, I went with this band Above and Beyond, who I had also never heard of. I say this so many times, but they get compared to bands like, what do you call it? Delirium. And in this case, Faithless even, because this song is from 2018. It's called Sahara Love, and it's featuring a vocalist, Zoe Johnston, who I have picked before doing a collaboration with Faithless. So I like her sound. I like her voice. And I think her sound sounds a little bit like Dido, but slightly less like, what's the word, like a bubble, like a little bit more open. Dido's got kind of a bubble in her throat, which I do like, but anyways.
Yeah, kind of like Morrissey.
Yeah, that's it.
Like Kermit the Frog.
That's it, yeah. So this song though is very interesting in that it's got these indie sounding guitar riffs.
And, yes.
And I felt the same way that you did about who this sounds like, and I'm not gonna say. We'll let the listeners kind of see if that sounds like some other band. But
they'll know. But it's so signature.
But then it kind of morphs into the energy, like ebbs and flows, and it kind of turns into a dance, like more of a dance mode song.
Yeah.
So I totally kind of put this in a driving song category as well, actually.
I got to tell you, dude, this one really. I know the band. I know Above and Beyond.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna say necessarily what I consider them to be, like where I have them categorized in my brain,
because
it's not really about that. I let's just say I'm not necessarily I'm not into it because of its size. It's very popular.
Okay.
I'm not saying that in a snobbish way. I'm saying that I didn't get it from the beginning,
right.
But they are very popular.
Right.
They have done they've had a great career, and they do have some great songs. It seems like it just exists in an alternate universe for me. For whatever reason, it doesn't enter into my algorithm, and I've never really made it a point to find it again. But when I've heard things from them, it seems to always be good. And like, it seems like I probably just need to find it eventually and then see what happens and like see if I could fall in love with this. But this song surprised me. Because it starts off, I'm totally not thinking it's going to end up being a dance song. It just didn't feel like it. And then I get this like kind of chiming guitar sound, which you were talking about. It's very signature sound. Then the beat kicks in like Interpol, like a remix of an Interpol song. Then it's like dancier eventually, and there's like hooks coming in. It really was surprising for me.
Yeah.
Was this a big hit? I guess it was.
I don't know. Actually, but
again, doesn't exist in my hemisphere.
Well,
somehow.
I get it, and I think what you mentioned there is kind of important to bring up is that, you know, if you talk about Hi-Fi Dream, the station, and what the vibe is, I think one thing that's clear is that the leaning towards artists who are alternative or indie is a major facet. It's not a rule, not a hard and fast rule, but that's something I noticed,
right.
And something that
great
you,
point,
right?
Willis.
You hold true to that.
And also, like, somebody could counter that and say to me, well, if that was the case, you shouldn't be playing The Cure or Depeche Mode or whatever. But the thing is they're like seminal artists. It's like,
yeah,
those are legends. And we're not playing the most obvious songs from those artists either. So we're playing the songs that don't get as much notice as their bigger hits.
Right.
So that's how we kind of bring them in with fresh new sounds that aren't on the radio and the artists that were inspired by all of those artists. So
yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And so that is something that I think a new listener would be like, oh yeah, you are playing classics, you know, of really big bands. But actually, probably when they first started, they were considered indie alternative, and the song was just so good that it blew up. And so
Right. This
is like kind of the station, I think, tributes that because, or in order to say, let's listen to the music for what it is, not just because they're some massive popular band. So that's why I think you don't listen to Above and Beyond, because they're kind of more mainstream, and they already get the coverage that they need probably from other like supporters, right? And so
thank you for absolutely verbalizing what is going on.
But
it's true, Willis, because I don't think it's not important for me. This is like a passion project for me of trying to like just be about the music, right?
Yeah.
That's all it is exposing music to people, providing them something different. And everybody loves music and needs music, so why not? So that group, those bigger groups, you know, not that they're not good. It's just, do they need my help?
Right.
Like, there's enough stations. Coldplay has plenty of people playing them, so I don't need to play them.
Right.
Doesn't mean I don't think they're good. And that's sort of my own personal listening, too. Sure, there's bigger groups I like. I love the Beatles.
Right.
Nobody's bigger than the Beatles. It's not, my point is just like, you kind of, somebody needs to champion the indie heads and
right.
the indie artists that are out grinding on the streets
right.
to get an audience,
right.
you know? And
but
Above and Beyond doesn't need that right now.
Right, but that's the beauty of this show, The Deep Dive, is we actually can unwrap that and put the song, whatever it is, whoever it's
yeah.
by, into a context of this eclectic mix and how we break it down. And I think we did break this down, and we'll break it down after the break, but I think it's just worth mentioning, like, this show, we will play, like, I think the sky's the limit, sort of, but not, I mean, I don't know what's the word to say. Not,
you're right, yeah.
But we will,
there's no limit.
We'll dive
basically.
Deeper than normal. So this kind of fits that.
There's no borders. There's no borders is what it is.
Yeah.
Proof with Leonard Cohen. Earlier in the show, the Commodores last week on the show.
Exactly.
So, we don't hide from those just great pieces of music from wherever it comes from.
Right.
So this Above and Beyond is great. Sahara Love. I got to tell you, I loved it because I wasn't expecting to care. But it really is like three songs in one. And it does it in a very timely 5 minutes. Followed by Bedroom, who have completely altered their sound. It's blown me away because they were way more shoegazy early on in indie, and I loved it. but it's now it's like straight up electronic and yeah. like electro and weird kind of. I didn't think they'd go full on electronic, and it seems like they almost have.
It's like they listened to Hi-Fi Dream and they said, "What can we make that is the epitome?"
They'll play everything.
Like the entire ethos of Hi-Fi Dream, we're gonna put it in this song. Because this is the perfect execution. BDRMM, Bedroom. And you featured them before. I think...
The first song that came from this, what is now... They're still releasing songs from the, leading up to this album.
Oh, wow.
The first one. Okay. I think it was Sat in the Heat I played, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
It was one of their first releases. They put out like 5 or 6 singles. Every one of them comes out, and they're better than the one before. And I'm putting them all in, and I'm like, I can't... One of these songs needs to get played a little more than the others, so, but every one of them, dude, have been good. And then this one comes out, and I'm like, come on. How can they keep getting better?
Yeah.
And like you said, more fitting to the sound of our station.
I think I misspoke earlier thinking we're going to come back after the break. This is the last, these are the last two songs, so we're ending the show.
Yeah.
So you could go. Throw it all out there. I haven't done my adept scoring, like basically categorizing what are the elements of the song, whether they're atmospheric. So I'm just going to do it right here. Is this song by the Snares is it's atmospheric, like the synths are really like elevating, you know, that brings you up into this upper atmosphere. There's these dreamy reverb vocals. There's this it's a very electronic sound, as you mentioned, for a shoegaze band, very interesting. But the electronics are very elegantly subtle. Like it's not overly electronic. But that's a category for sure that I've noticed in, you know, a lot of Hi-Fi Dreams music. And there's this little bit of psychedelic trippy breaks and hooks and samples, all with this like soulful groovy beat. It's like an evolution, I guess, of this band to go from shoegaze to add the electronics that really is like the poster child of Hi-Fi Dream.
It's unbelievable you say it like that because they've become that. And I wouldn't say their earlier stuff necessarily fit that bill. But what they're releasing right now it's so far in the pocket for me.
Yeah.
That it's like I can't get it on the air soon enough.
Right.
And I've said this, I think I may have said it in my notes, I don't remember, but like I feel like I could write this. Not that I'm as good as them, I'm not saying that, but I feel like this is sort of where my head is at if I was writing music right now. If I was doing an album, I feel like it might sound similar to this. So now it's making me think, all right, I have to scrap that kind of sound and try something else.
Because
this is sort of what I've been building up in my head is like a hooky kind of like like a pop approach to like more, you know,
yeah,
challenging electronic music, rhythmically different timings and whatever.
As not doing it, I would look at it as doing more of it and maybe becoming a collaborator with them. Like, write them an email.
Yeah. Maybe a collaboration. I don't know.
Send them your Leonard Cohen cover.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I have it.
See if they get it. Yeah. I wanted to, when we're done listening, or maybe instead when we get jump off here, we'll see if we could put it on real quick. But anyway, dude, this was a great show. Thanks so much for taking the time to do this with me every week.
Yeah, same. Thank you. A blast.
Next week's show, I'm sure, is going to be just as outrageous and in a good way. The last set's going to be Above and Beyond Sahara Love. That's the song you chose. And then I followed up with new music from Bedroom called Snares, like snare drum. These are excellent, too. So anything else you want to add, or should we play these?
No, this rounds out show 74.
Thanks so much, brother. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy your Sunday, everyone, or Monday night, depending on where we are. And this will close out Hi-Fi Dreams Deep Dive.
Hi-Fi Dreams Deep Dive.
Takes time. The less you know, the more.